Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. We will either find a way or make one. Hannibal.
If making decisions is so simple and powerful, then why don't just most people take Nike's advice and just do it? I think one reason is because most of us don't really recognize what it even means to make a real decision. We don't realize the force of change that a congruent and committed decision creates. Part of the problem is that for so long, most of us have used the term decision so loosely that it's come to describe something like a wish list. Instead of making decisions, we keep stating preferences. I'd like to quit smoking. I think I'd like to lose some weight. While making a true decision means cutting off any other possibility. In fact, the word decision comes from the Latin root de, which means from, and caedere, which means to cut. Making a true decision means committing to achieving a result and cutting yourself off from any other possibility. When you truly decide that you'll never smoke cigarettes again, that's it. It's over. You no longer even consider the possibility of smoking. After making a true decision, even a tough one, most of us feel a tremendous amount of relief. We've finally gotten off the fence, and we all know how great it feels to have a clear, unquestioned objective. See, this kind of clarity gives you power. With clarity, you can produce the results that you really want for your life. The challenge for most of us is that we haven't made a decision in so long, we've forgotten what it feels like. We've got flabby decision-making muscles. So how do you strengthen those muscles? Give them a workout. The way to make better decisions is to make more of them. So use those muscles, then make sure you learn from each decision you make, including the ones that don't seem to work out in the short term. Recall again what Edison said, "I am not discouraged because every wrong attempt discarded is another step forward." Realize that decision-making, like any skill you focus on improving, gets better the more often you do it. And there are three decisions in particular that you've got to pay attention to because they shape every moment of your life. They truly control your destiny. Most of us make these decisions by default. That is, we leave them up to circumstances. But you can take control of these three decisions, starting this moment. And by doing so, you literally begin to sculpt your experience and shape it the way you desire it. The three decisions that control our destiny are, number one, your decisions about what to focus on in each moment that you're alive. Each moment you're making a decision about what to pay attention to. That decision about focus is shaping how you think, how you feel, and what you do. Second question is, what things mean to you? No matter what's happening around you, you have to determine, what does this mean? Is this good or bad? Does this affect my future, my present, my past? And of course, the most important question, number three, what should I do now? This decision about what to do with any situation that you come across is clearly going to shape your actions and therefore your ultimate destiny. You see, it's not what's happening to you right now or what's happened to you in your past that determines who you become. Rather, it's your decisions about what to focus on, what things mean to you, and what you're going to do about them that'll determine your ultimate destiny. Know that if anyone is enjoying greater success than you are in any area, it's because they're making these three decisions differently from you in some way. And when we don't make these decisions consciously, when we don't take control of them ourselves, we pay a major price. In fact, most people live by what I call the Niagara Syndrome. I mean, think of life as a river. Many people just jump in the river of life without ever really deciding where they want to end up. So they quickly get caught up in the current events, current fears, current challenges. And when they come to those forks in the river, they don't consciously decide where they want to go. They just, quote, go with the flow of the river. And they become part of the mass of people who are directed by the environment instead of by their own values. As a result, they feel out of control. Why? Because their decisions about what to focus on, what things mean, and what to do are being unconsciously directed by the environment. And they remain in this unconscious state until one day the sound of the raging water wakes them up, and they discover that they're 5 feet from Niagara Falls in a boat with no oars. At this point, they say, oh shoot. But by then, it's too late. They're going to take a fall. And this, quote, fall may take the form of a financial setback, or maybe the failure of a relationship, or a health problem. But whatever it may be, understand this. It's likely that whatever challenges you have in your life presently, they could have been avoided by some better decisions upstream. Now, how do we turn things around if we're caught up in the momentum of a raging river? Either make a decision to put both oars in the water and start rowing like crazy in a new direction, or decide to plan ahead. Set a course for where you really want to go and have a plan or a map so that you can make quality decisions along the way. In Unlimited Power, I outlined a four-step process for achieving success. By applying this process to the actions you take in response to a decision, you'll make the decision a true commitment that'll transform your life. The four steps are very simple. They are 1, clearly decide what you want. What is it that you're absolutely committed to achieving? 2, take action. Take massive action to make it happen. 3, notice what's working and what's not working. And finally, 4, when things aren't working, change your approach continually until it does work and you achieve what you truly want. I call these four steps the ultimate success formula. This formula is both a prescription for and a description of success. It's a prescription because by following it with truly committed decisions, you can achieve success in virtually any endeavor. And it's a description because it describes the path to success. You see, anyone can succeed on a large scale if they've taken these four steps. Like all companies, no matter how large, Honda Corporation began with one man making a decision and following his passionate desire until he produced the result. In 1938, while he was still in school, Mr. Honda took everything he owned and he invested it in a little workshop where he began to develop his concept of a special piston ring. He wanted to sell his work to Toyota Corporation, so he labored day and night, up to his elbows in grease, sleeping in his machine shop, always believing he could produce the result. In fact, he even pawned his wife's jewelry to stay in business. But when he finally completed the piston rings and he presented them to Toyota, he was told they didn't meet Toyota standards. He was sent back to school for 2 years, where he heard the incredible laughter of his instructors and fellow students as they talked about how absurd his designs were. But rather than focusing on the pain of the experience, he decided to continue to focus on his goal. Finally, after 2 more years, Toyota gave Mr. Honda the contract he dreamed of. His passion and his belief had paid off because he'd known what he wanted. He'd taken action. He'd noticed what was working and what wasn't working, and he kept changing his approach until he finally got what he wanted. But then a new problem arose. The Japanese government was gearing up for war, and they refused to give him the concrete that was necessary to build his factory. Did he quit here? Of course not. Did he focus on how unfair this was? No, that wouldn't have made it better. Did it mean to him that his dream had died? Absolutely not. Again, he decided to utilize the experience and develop another strategy. He and his team invented a process for creating their own concrete, and then they built their own factory. During the war, the factory was bombed twice. Even after all going through all of this, it destroyed major portions of his manufacturing facility. What was Honda's response? He immediately rallied his teams, brought them outside, and got them to pick up the extra gasoline cans that the U.S. fighters had discarded. He called them, quote, gifts from President Truman, because they provided him with the raw materials he needed for his manufacturing process, materials that were unavailable at that time in Japan. Finally, after surviving all this, an earthquake leveled his factory. I mean, Honda finally had to sell his piston operation to Toyota. Now, here's a man who clearly made strong decisions to succeed, just like we talk about. He had a passion and a belief in what he was doing. He had a great strategy. He took massive action. He kept changing his approach, but still, he'd not produced the results that he was committed to. Yet, you know what? Anyone else would have quit, but not Honda. He persevered. After the war, a tremendous gasoline shortage hit Japan, and Honda couldn't even drive his car to get food for his family. So finally, in desperation, he attached a small motor to his bicycle. He had a way to get around. Well, the next thing he knew, his neighbors were asking him if they'd make one of those, quote, motorized bikes, end quote, for them. One after another, he jumped on the bandwagon until he ran out of motors. He decided to build a plant that could manufacture motors for his new invention, but unfortunately, he didn't have enough capital. As before, he made the decision to find a way no matter what. His solution was to appeal to the 18,000 bicycle shop owners in Japan by writing them each a personal letter. He told them how they could play a role in revitalizing Japan through the mobility that his invention could provide, and he convinced 5,000 of them to advance the capital he needed. Still, his motorbike sold to only the most hardcore bicycle fans because it was too big and bulky. So he made one final adjustment. He created a much lighter, scaled-down version of his motorbike, which he christened the Super Cub. And it became a, quote, overnight success, earning him the Emperor's Award. Later, he began to export his motorbikes to the baby boomers of Europe and the United States, and then he followed up in the 70s with the cars that have now become so popular. Today, Honda Corporation employs more than 100,000 people, both in the United States and Japan, and it's considered one of the biggest car-making empires in Japan, outselling all but Toyota in the United States. It succeeds because one man understood the power of a truly committed decision that is acted upon, no matter what the conditions, on a continuous basis. So to sum it up, let me give you 6 quick keys to help you harness the power of decision, the power that shapes your experience of life every moment that you live it. First, remember the true power of making decisions. It's a tool, and you can use it in any moment to change your entire life. The minute you make a new decision, you set in motion a new cause-effect direction and destination for your life. Remember also that a real decision is measured by the fact that you've taken new action. If there's no new action, you haven't really decided. Second, realize the hardest step in achieving anything is making a true commitment, a true decision. Carrying out your commitments is often much easier than making the decision that leads to them. So make your decisions intelligently, but make them quickly. Don't labor forever over the decision of how or if you can do something. Just decide. Again, you know you've made a true decision when action flows from it. It becomes a cause set in motion. A critical rule that I've made for myself is to never leave the scene of a decision without first taking a specific action toward its realization. Third, make decisions often. The more decisions you make, the better you're going to get. Muscles get stronger with use, and so do your decision-making muscles. Unleash your power right now by making some decisions you've been putting off. You won't believe the energy and excitement it'll create in your life. And before you even go into your step 4, you may want to stop this tape right now and make a decision, one that can move you in a new direction. Here's step 4. Learn from your decisions. There are going to be times when you screw up, no matter what you do. And when that inevitable happens, instead of beating yourself into the ground, learn something. Ask yourself, what's good about this? Instead of focusing on the short-term setback, choose instead to learn the lessons that can save you time, money, or pain, and that'll give you the ability to succeed in the future. Step 5, stay committed to your decisions, but stay flexible in your approach. Now, that may sound like a paradox, but it's not. Once you've decided who you want to be as a person, for example, don't get stuck on the means to achieving it. It's the result you're after. Too often, in deciding what they want for their lives, people pick the best way they know at the time. But then they don't stay open to alternate routes. Don't become rigid in your approach. Cultivate the art of flexibility. 6th, enjoy making decisions. In any moment, a decision you make can change the course of your life forever. The very next person you stand behind in line or sit next to on an airplane, the very next phone call you make, the next movie you see, or book you read, or maybe even the tape you listen to, that could be the one, the single thing that causes the floodgates to open and all the things that you've been waiting for suddenly fall into place. Remember, a truly committed decision is the force that changes your life. Once you've absorbed that truth, when you decide that your life will ultimately be shaped by your decisions, then in that moment, your life will change forever. In that moment, you'll be empowered to take control of the force that shapes your life.